I'd like to echo what Sarah mentioned to you. I hope that you all received in the mail this week an envelope that invites you into our time of making our offering, our stewardship season. If you didn't receive one, there are plenty that can be found in the narthex or just outside of the doors here. Or call the church office, and we'd be happy to make sure you get a copy. It's the time in our church calendar year where we think about what it's like to make an offering, to give a gift, to give a gift that can be used by God to transform the world. And so for the next several weeks, we're going to look at what it means to make an offering based on that overarching scripture from 2 Corinthians. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. There once was a little girl who heard that text preached, and she understood that text to say, God loves a giggling giver. A giggling giver. We give because we are abundantly blessed by God. And so we giggle, and we're cheerful, and we're joyful as we make an offering. This morning, we're going to look at making an offering of our spiritual gifts, of the gifts that God has given to us. And hopefully by now you've seen the insert in your bulletin that's an assessment of spiritual gifts, an opportunity for you to see how God has created you. I invite you, though, to listen to God's word from 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. And will you hear now what God has to say about spiritual gifts? Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were enticed and led astray to idols that could not speak. Therefore, one speaking by the Spirit of God ever says, let Jesus be cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now, there are a variety of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are a variety of services, but the same Lord. There are a variety of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Will you pray with me? Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts and our minds be pleasing in your sight. You who are our rock and our redeemer, our strength, and our salvation. Amen. Energizer, the company Energizer that's known for the batteries that they make that allow for things like my flashlight or my microphone to only be activated when the batteries are put in the correct way, or when the batteries are inside at all, until there are Energizer or other kinds of batteries inside, it's of no use to us. Energizer has chosen the Energizer Bunny as their marketing tool, as their marketing tactic. It's the icon, the mascot for Energizer. It's the pink toy rabbit. You all know what it looks like. It's wearing sunglasses, blue and black striped sandals. It beats the drum and bears the Energizer logo across its chest with the tagline, it just keeps going and going and going. The Energizer Bunny, the source that activates things, the source that brings about the energy in order that things like my flashlight or my microphone or any or our TV remotes, that they might work when activated because of the battery source inside of them. The Energizer Bunny just keeps going and going and going. Friends, all of us are looking for what it is that activates us, what it is that energizes us, what it is that gives us life. Many of us might wonder, what is our purpose? What is my purpose in life? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to contribute to the world in which I reside? What is it that activates or gives life to me? In this text that we read from 1 Corinthians, there are two times references to the word activate. I invite you to hear those again. In verse 6, there are a variety of activities, but it's the same God who activates all of them in everyone. And then verse 11, all these are activated by one and the same Spirit. So activation coming to life, being active, it has at that very root action, activity, doing something. What is our purpose? What activates us? It seems that the church at Corinth perhaps was wondering this same kind of thing. And for some reason that they have written a question or posed a question to Paul. Perhaps, what is our purpose? What are we supposed to be about? What are we supposed to do? What activates us? What gives us life? And Paul says to them, now concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be misinformed. It's as if Paul right away is already answering that question. What is our purpose? What activates us? What gives us life? Now, says Paul, according to spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be misinformed. Paul has a long-time relationship with the church at Corinth. And the church at Corinth is somewhat like the church of today. We are divided. We have misunderstandings and quabbles and squabbles that go along between us. We wonder, how is God at work in the lives of the people around us? And we boast and brag, God's working in my life this particular way. Meanwhile, somebody else is saying, oh, I'm the very best because God is working in my life this way. So the church at Corinth isn't a whole lot different than the church of 2017, but it's the church of Corinth that Paul is addressing. And then likewise, Paul offers words to us today. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. Spiritual gifts, the Greek word there is charismata. Charismata, the Greek word, spiritual gifts, comes, our English word that we get out of that is charisma. Charisma, the divinely conferred power or talent. Our charismata, our charisma, the thing that activates us, the thing that gives us life, the thing that shares with the world around us, our energizer bunny, if you will. Our spiritual gifts, our charismata, our charisma, our divine abilities, they're not learned. It doesn't matter how much you practice at them. It's just who you are. It's how you're hardwired together. It's part of your DNA. It's your individual makeup. Your spiritual gift, your charismata, is the way in which you were created. You're drawn in that particular way. People notice you in that particular way. You are comfortable in that particular way. The spiritual gift is your divine ability. And it was given to you by God, made manifest in your life by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's an expression of God working in your life. Your giftedness is not about having privilege or having some sort of special skill that others envy or wish that they had. It's about listening deeply to God, how God has created and made you to be, and accepting that this is who you are. You are God's beloved child, And the Holy Spirit working in you offers charismata, or your spiritual gift, to the world. It's God that activates this gift within you. It's God that gives life to you. It's God that's working in you, that is the energy source within you that allows you to offer your gift to the world. Spiritual gifts then are used to serve and strengthen others. They're used for the benefit of the church. Verse 7 in our 1 Corinthians text says, to each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. We are given spiritual gifts not for ourselves, but for the world around us. Our giftedness is not so that we can boast or be better than other people, but so that we can draw other people closer to God, so that we can make God realized in the world, in their life, around them. Our gift is to build up the kingdom. It's not about showcasing our own talent. It's about drawing people into God's glory. Every Sunday morning before worship, I pray with our choir. This morning, I prayed with our praise team. And part of that prayer thanks God for the gifts that have been given to us, for the gifts that God has showered down upon us. But the prayer then asks that those gifts will only be used during this time for God's glory. The music that comes from the choir, the music that comes from our praise team, the words that are proclaimed in this pulpit, the scriptures that are read, are not to showcase our own talents or to show off ourselves, but are only used for the glory of God, to draw us and all closer in a relationship with Jesus Christ. So those divine gifts, those things that God has given to us, are for the good of the kingdom, for the good of the church, for the good of building up others, so that they might find a relationship with Jesus Christ. The scripture says there are a variety of gifts. In the text that I read today, these are the gifts that are mentioned: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miracles, prophecy, discernment, tongues, interpretation. These gifts that are mentioned in 1 Corinthians, there are four passages in the Bible that specifically speak about charismata or spiritual gifts, and this 1 Corinthians text is one of those. And if you take all of those texts together, you can count, depending on how you count them, somewhere between 15 and 20 different spiritual gifts. So the variety of gifts, but given by the one God who activates all of us. So the insert in your bulletin is simply a tool. It's a resource that helps you to determine how it is that God is at work in your life. How is it that God has hardwired you? How is it that God has made you? So that you might build the kingdom, so that you might help others notice God's glory. It's a tool that perhaps offers you several, in this case, 64 different statements that allow you to see how well you relate to that statement. In the insert of the assessment in your bulletin, if that really speaks to you, then it's a 3. If it's not so much you, then it's a 1. Or maybe it's not you at all. No judgment is placed because, again, this is who you are. It's who God has created and hardwired you to be. And so after you've had the chance to look at all 64 of those questions and fill out your key with how they relate to you, then you're able to see the top numbers are your spiritual gifts, are the gifts that God has given you, are the way in which you are living out your giftedness to the world. So perhaps it should come, perhaps not as a surprise, that at the top of my gifts are these: leadership, administration, and encouragement. They're part of who I am. It's who I'm hardwired to be. When I was a little girl, I was accused of being bossy. I like to tell people what to do. It's part of who I am. It's part of a giftedness that I've learned to cultivate and to strengthen in a way that leads and leads people in a relationship to Jesus Christ, that offers order and administration to the life of a church. And then as far as encouragement, I often say there must be a sign flashing over my head that says, just tell her your problems. Just tell her your problems and she will listen to you. In the grocery store line, at the gas station, when I'm running late to pick up my daughters, sitting here in my office, people seem naturally drawn to me to tell me what's going on in their lives. It's because God has hardwired and made me to be a place where people find encouragement. Not to toot my own horn or to make me feel good or look good, but for God's glory, that all God's people might find a place where they can be safe and they can be heard. Our spiritual gifts are the ways in which God is at work in our lives. Friends, we are invited to make an offering of those gifts, to not deny or reject them, to not wish that we had something that we don't have, but to simply live into who God has created and called us to be. Every one of us have gifts. God has given them to us. Because of the power of the Holy Spirit that is manifest within each and every one of us who call ourselves Christians, we have gifts. And we spend a lifetime living into that giftedness in order that others might see God and might be drawn closer to God because of our faithfulness. As I think of young and old, women and men, people from all over that I've encountered, it's easy oftentimes to spot folks' giftedness. But yet people continue to wonder, what is my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? How am I supposed to be living my life? Virginia, a woman in her 90s, wasn't able to be as active in her local congregation, perhaps, as she once had been able to. But there was not a single birthday that went by without a phone call to every person in that congregation from Miss Virginia. You could count on Miss Virginia calling you on your birthday. She had the spiritual gift of encouragement. And that sweet voice on the other side of the phone that said, "Happy birthday. I am so glad God created you." The spiritual gift of encouragement. We've all read stories of children who've organized efforts to collect items that perhaps were given to a nonprofit or were given to help victims from a hurricane relief or given to help a pet adoption agency and make sure that that place has pet food and pet supplies. Children, the youngest among us, gifted with the gift of shepherding and administration, helping to bring others alongside of them as they collect items and share them with other people. Miss Davis, my high school youth leader, Miss Davis told us one day that there was not a single day of our life in the youth group that went by without her praying for us. Miss Davis had our names, our youth group's names, written on a piece of paper, and every morning and every night, she carried our names straight to God in prayer, praying that God would work in our lives, that God would make God's self realized to us, that we would become the disciples of Jesus Christ that God was calling us to be. Miss Davis has the spiritual gift of intercession. I believe that even to this day, Miss Davis carries my name before the throne of God, praying that God might ground me in God's love in such a way that I might boldly proclaim that love to others. And Harold Merrim, a gentleman that I encountered at a church in Newton, North Carolina, Harold had a passion and a heart for sharing the good news of the gospel. Harold wanted to make sure that everyone he crossed paths with knew that there was a God that loved them beyond imagination, and that there was a Jesus who wanted to invite them into a salvific relationship with him. And so everywhere that Harold went, Harold proclaimed the good news of God found through a relationship with Jesus Christ. As Harold prepared to make his passage from this side of eternity to the next, Harold says, "I don't care what you all say at my funeral. As long as at my funeral you draw people to Jesus." Harold had the spiritual gift of evangelism. My brothers and my sisters here at Myers Memorial, what is your gift? What is it that God has hardwired you to be and do? And how is it that God needs to activate that gift in you in order that your life might come alive, that you might be like the Energizer Bunny, everywhere you go and everything you do, making an offering of your spiritual gifts, of your giftedness? What friends in you needs to be activated this day, so that you may make an offering of your gifts? I pray that whatever needs to be activated will take hold in order that God's kingdom might be realized because of your offering, because of your faithfulness. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.